Track 5, The Wonder of Wool. A new book explores the history of knitting with rare breed sheep's wool, including the Norfolk Horn.
Jen Monaghan used to enjoy spinning wool before she became a yarn producer. It was a hobby that led me to meet the people who keep rare breeds such as the Norfolk Horn, and I developed so much respect for those who had stewarded their survival. Talking to sixth-generation farmers like George Atkins, who runs Field Farm in Hoxwold cum Wilton, Jen learned how little we value rare breeds wool in the UK, which she thought was criminal. So I decided to do something about it and produce a beautiful yarn that is Norfolk through and through, she says. In 2014, Jen created Fibre Workshop, working with a number of different flocks to produce a yarn that is perfect for knitted outerwear. It's great for gloves, scarves, sweaters and cardigans, she tells me. Its natural colour is oatmeal flecked with chocolate, but it has a soft, pearlescent luster, which means it easily absorbs the natural plant dyes I use. A few years later, Justine Lee had a similar epiphany about the undiscovered beauty of British rare breeds wool. Based in London, for 30 years she'd had a successful career in the fashion industry, designing knitwear for some of Britain's best-known brands. She'd worked with cashmere when it was still a niche product, combed from goats found only in the mountains of Mongolia, and helped a fashion company grow from employing just 4 people to more than 100, due in part to the success of the design she turned out with ever-increasing speed. But then, in 2019, she picked up a book, Fashionopolis, The Price of Fashion by Dana Thomas, and it completely changed her way of thinking. Sitting in her garden studio in West London, Justine shows me her battered copy, flipping through the pages to share some key facts. Did you know that 20% of 109 billion items of clothing go unsold, shredded or incinerated, she says? Or that in the UK, around 9,500 garments are dumped into British landfill every 5 minutes, making textiles the country's fastest-growing waste stream. Keen to do more research, she soon discovered that a worldwide desire for cheap cashmere means that the goats have now taken over much of the flatlands of Mongolia, putting its human population at risk of famine, and that farmers with vast flocks in Australia now give their sheep artificial feed as there's no more grass. The more she read, the more she felt she had to do something to help redress the situation. So in 2020, she quit her job and signed up to do a master's in textile design, focusing on sustainable knitwear. One of the first places Justine visited was British Wool, the organisation that represents most UK wool farmers. Here she discovered a treasure trove of fleeces, spanning a beautiful range of natural colours. Not that they brought much profit to the farmers who'd sold them, she says, her face grim. In 2023, a sheep cost £2 to shear, but 130 fleeces sold to the wool board fetched just £17.50, barely enough to cover the £15 cost of delivery. As a result, these days many farmers simply bury or burn their fleeces. Despite the innate beauty of the wool that could be created from them, and the fact that it's one of the world's most sustainable fibres, wool is fire-resistant, capable of capturing and storing carbon, 100% biodegradable and antibacterial. It can also be soft as silk or tough as rope, and is perfect for keeping you both cool and warm, which makes it perfect for a wide range of clothing with none of the risks created by modern synthetic fibres. Every year, the latter release thousands of microplastics and nanoplastics into our oceans and drinking water. A 2024 study found that the average litre of bottled water contained some 240,000 detectable plastic fragments, Justine tells me. These minute particles then pass into human blood, with unknown health effects for everyone. For decades, Britain's rare breed sheep have been hugely undervalued, something Jen knows only too well. In 2022, just 6 breeds make up 52% of the UK's total flock, she says. These are the Texel, Lane, Blueface Leicester, Dorset Poll, Beltex and Suffolk. These limited bloodlines produce the highest meat yields, but have compromised the quality of their fleece in the process. Both Justine and Jen are passionate about the wools our rare breeds can produce. It would only take a few generations to recreate the wonderfully soft wools of the past, says Justine. The finest wool, which came from the Lemstore Ore, now the Ryland, used to be likened to silk and was used to make Queen Elizabeth's stockings. Yet as a designer, she was mostly shown ranges of wool sourced from Italy, Australia or China. Occasionally, I'd be shown a British sample, just one weight of a dull cream wool that wasn't particularly soft, but had a price tag twice that of Merino. Visiting the wool board, Justine was shocked to discover an incredible variety of fleeces within their grading and auction facilities, many with soft, fine fibres. At the time, wool was separated into just three grades: fine for apparé, medium for carpets and coarse for insulation, she says. But I knew from my time working at Ballantyne Cashmere that in order to get the softest fibre, you have to be incredibly picky. In Mongolia, they only use one part of the goat's fleece, the underbelly, combing it out when the animals molt in the spring. Even then, the spinners pick it out with tweezers to ensure its purity. Britain has 62 ancient purebred sheep, more than any other country, all with extraordinary lineages stretching back centuries. The oldest breed, the Soey, had been in the UK since the Bronze Age. The Cotswold originated from the Roman sheep of 51 AD and was one of the long wool breeds that made Britain so wealthy in the Middle Ages, still seen today in many of our famous honey-hued buildings. And the Norfolk horn has 2,000 years of British history. It played a key role in generating the wealth that put medieval Norfolk at the centre of power, Jen says. And its virtual extinction in the 20th century kick-started the founding of the Rare Breed Survival Trust. Britain's tremendous diversity of breeds is partly because we have such rainy climate, ensuring a longer grazing season and plenty of lush grass on which sheep thrive. We also have a varied terrain, including mountains, marshland and meadows and islands. The North Ronaldsay sheep live on the islands of Orkney, Justine tells me, where it has adapted to eating only seaweed and as a result produces one of the finest wools. As part of her master's, she knitted a sample from each of the 62 pure breeds, including the Norfolk horn. It took her a year to track down all the farmers, many of whom were delighted to hear from her. They have all taken huge pride in their flocks, she says, yet few have ever been asked for a sample, especially for the purposes of knitting. As the fleeces began to arrive, to her delight she found that some of them, especially the older, primitive breeds, had a soft, self-molting undercoat, similar to the Kashmir goat. Once she'd knitted all 62, she narrowed her choice down to 12 that she felt would be soft enough to wear and pleasurable to knit with. Naturally, Jen is a strong advocate for the wool the Norfolk horn produces. It's soft, bouncy and warm, and each flock has its own characteristics, she says. She also appreciates how, like with wine, each year produces a yarn that's slightly different. Consumers are increasingly wanting something different to the mass-produced, mono-global brands. Her business is fueled by a commitment to producing a yarn that is both sustainable and as high quality as possible. I love that I have a complete control over the supply chain, from my relationship with the farmers to sorting the fleece and sending it to be spun by the mill. I also grow the plants that I use to dye the wool. Meanwhile, Justine is keen to stress that while the Norfolk horn has recovered its numbers well, it is still described as a breed at risk, and a lack of widespread appreciation for other breeds means that many remain in danger of extinction. It's one of my drivers, she says, trying to help to maintain the genetic diversity. With our climate changing, we don't know which specific breed characteristics will be needed in the future, so it's not just for the preservation of their wool that these sheep need protecting. The Wonder of Wool, written by Justine Lee and Jess Morency, and produced by David and Charles, is out now, priced £19.99. Beautifully produced, it contains a comprehensive history of British sheep, plus a directory of 30 of the UK's primitive, long wool, down and short wool breeds. There are also 10 knitting patterns designed to enhance the qualities of the yarns they feature, making it a book that's perfect for both knitting enthusiasts and nature lovers. Jen has written a book about the history of the Norfolk Horn, which is available from her website, fiberworkshop.co.uk.